You say the RNA drops have information, and I know that through the thalamus you would have to do a task over and over again, and it would become a learned behavior, and you wouldn't have to think about it. It'd be autonomic.
Before it becomes autonomic, it becomes rote.
Rote, what's that mean? By rote?
By rote,
Yes, I still don't know what that means, but...
Okay, do you have a Googler?
I do. I've Googled it before, okay. And I've always been kind of crossways with it.
Do you have a rudiment? If you had a rudiment, you might be able to figure if it were by rote or not.
Rudiment.
People who play music by ear, they play by rote.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Oh, good. See, now we didn't even make you go through all the hoops. We even helped you. See? Isn't that good? That was nice.
So, going back to what we were saying, you said the task becomes virote.
Not autonomic. Listen, don't lose your thought. It was a good one. Don't lose that. You do it by rote, and then you do it enough, and then it becomes autonomic. But it's not naturally autonomic, because you have to focus on the rote of used to. I wake up in the morning, and I find my bladder's full. So I get up, typically. It doesn't make me get up. I control my bladder. I control it completely. I don't have to get up. But after a little while, it's more comfortable if I do get up. Rather than pissing the bed, it's better to get up, go to the bathroom, and pee. That means empty your bladder. That means urinate. Okay. That kind of becomes normal. You see? To do that.
It's like a lather, rinse, and repeat, and you're refining to make it whatever you want to make it.
Correct. But now the proper words is like when people get up, when they stand up, then they got to go to the bathroom. Because, of course, it changes and gives you the feeling that your bladder's full and you should go empty it. You see, when you're sitting and when you get up, that's when you're like, then you got to go kind of thing. So it's not quite like that because it'll really feel while you're asleep. And then when you get up, it heightens that sense of urgency sometimes. But not inherently so, just typically, see. By rote, that's not abnormal. To get up and see, do you turn the light on if you get up to go pee in the night?
No, I leave the lights off.
Right, but you know why? Because you know your way.
Sometimes, but yeah. I got to go all the way up the stairs, though, to get go, so it's a little bit more of a task.
That's fine. I know, but still, you've done it before.
Oh, yeah, of course.
See? Well, no, you're saying, of course, but now listen to what you're saying. Now you leave all the lights off and you can get up and find your way all the way upstairs just to go take a piss. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was...
That, and you did that by rote until it becomes an autonomic response. Now, have too much to drink. Yeah. Have too much to drink and still do it, then it's autonomic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that's a difference. You don't even have to consciously like be there, and you're still doing it.
Exactly. And sometimes you've had way too much to drink, and then when you're throwing up at the porcelain gods that you worship, and you pass out, and you wonder, oh my God, I was so drunk. How did I make it to the commode? And you wake up, and you're. The cool tile is really refreshing when you're retching your guts out, you know?
Ah, shit. So you're saying, like, if somebody is blacked out drunk and they're still operating on their autonomic system and they can find their way home, ascension should be that autonomic.
It is that autonomic.
Jeez. Well, that's even deeper than I thought.
Yeah, if we could just get the mind out of it, and the mind fucks up everything, because the mind validates you, makes you question that there is a God.